All right. Hello and welcome to your Newsmax Daily for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. The 121st day of the year, the final day of the month already. And today is International Jazz Day, established in 2011 by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization to celebrate the historical and cultural significance of jazz music, which they are doing at Jazz Fest in New Orleans and dozens of other jazz events that'll be taking place around the country today. Over the weekend, there was a big thing in Nashville. Next several days, lots of jazz fests happening. Today is also the day that the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, is back in court as the current president is back out on the campaign trail. But first, we go to Charlotte, North Carolina, where four police officers were shot and killed, four others wounded while serving a warrant at a home.
I come to you again with heavy heart to announce that Officer Joshua Iyer recently passed away as he succumbed to the injuries that he sustained. He survived by his wife Ashley and his three-year-old son Andrew. We'll always be indebted to Officer Iyer for his bravery.
A very emotional news conference by Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Johnny Jennings. The department, CMPD as it's known, was working in conjunction with U.S. Marshals in serving the warrant. Three of the officers killed were U.S. Marshals. CMPD Officer Joshua Iyer had just received the Officer of the Month award from Chief Jennings. And again, four others were injured. The suspect, who was wanted for possession of a firearm by a felon, was shot and killed in the standoff by police. Two other people in the home are now being questioned. Here's what Greg Kelly had to say about it last night.
Did you hear? Three federal officers, U.S. Marshals, shot and killed this afternoon in Charlotte, North Carolina. They were serving a warrant. We hear something like 8 to 10 other officers were shot and wounded, some seriously. We have seen a lot of this. And over the past 4 years, these numbers have skyrocketed, attacks on law enforcement. And I do believe you can link this to Black Lives Matter summer. Yep. Absolutely. The delegitimization of law enforcement by the media, by the far left, by Black Lives Matter, it took hold and fundamentally changed this country. This, I can make the case, is on the left. Absolutely. More to come as we learn more facts.
And again, it has been confirmed four officers were killed, four injured. It's a terrible day for my friends in the beautiful Queen City, where I had recently lived and worked. I've talked personally in the past with Chief Jennings. This is North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
There really aren't words that you can say, because obviously the families of these officers who've lost their lives this afternoon are in shock and despair.
According to the Fraternal Order of Police, 2024 is on pace to set a new record for police officers shot. At least 10 officers have been killed by gunfire in the United States just this month alone, in the month of April. If you are wearing the uniform, thank you, and Godspeed. Be safe. And shifting gears now to politics, Donald Trump's hush money, accounting error, campaign finance violation trial resumed in New York this morning. Back to Greg Kelly reports.
I'll tell you right now, I'm encouraged when I look at the so-called evidence against Donald Trump. You know, over the weekend, I was able to actually look at the transcripts. They have no case. If the media were honest, if the judge were honest, he would have dismissed this already. I mean, the stuff that's in here, the case totally disintegrates. Now, it's supposed to be about falsified documents, right? This case is about falsified documents. But instead, we're talking about what the National Enquirer did regarding a person named Karen McDougal. But there's a lot of other things in here. Oh, and don't forget Stormy Daniels. She's going to come up later. Can I just set up for everybody, though, what has been missing from the dialogue about this case, from the conversation, that the National Enquirer has been hooking up celebrities for about a half century at least. Yes, including Donald Trump, decades before he became a presidential candidate. So David Pecker, the then CEO of National Enquirer was on the stand for most of last week, and nobody has reported on this stuff, but it is important. The question from Donald Trump's attorney on cross-examination of Mr. Pecker. So you ran articles about President Trump because it was good for business, correct? Yes. Let's talk a little bit about how you met President Trump. Yes, okay. You have known him for about 40 years, right? That's right. And so that takes us back to around the late 1980s. Yup. So even by that period, you were looking to President Trump as somebody who can help the National Enquirer make money, correct? Answer, yes. And it was always your intention, dating back to the early parts of this friendship, to not public negative stories about President Trump. Publish, I believe it's supposed to say, correct? Yes, it is. It was not good for business, correct? Publishing negative stories, yes. And it was not good for your relationship with President Trump, right? Yes. And that was not unique to President Trump, was it? Nobody likes bad publicity. Oh, no. And everybody laughs. Now, 1998 was one of the first times that you gave President Trump a heads up about a potentially negative story, correct? Yep. All right. All the way back in 1998. And you are aware that many politicians work with the media to try and promote their image, right? Yes. And to promote their brand, correct? Yes. To facilitate their campaigns, correct? Yes. Standard operating procedure, as you understand it, correct? Yes. Standard operating procedure. Everybody does this stuff, including Democrats.
That's Greg Kelly, host of Greg Kelly Reports, 9 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. And this is constitutional law expert and Harvard professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza.
Is there any way of assessing how far along Trump's team is with, you know, coming up against what the prosecution has laid out so far?
It's impossible to assess it because nobody knows what the crime is. Still haven't told the defense which federal statute they claim Donald Trump intended to violate in his mind when he filed his corporate statements, or somebody on his behalf filed his corporate statements. This is the most bizarre case I've seen in 60 years of practicing criminal law. We're days into the trial, and we have no idea what the crime is. We've heard testimony from Pecker. That's no crime to do this kind of payment to make stories disappear. It's done all over the media. It's not a crime to pay hush money. So we're still up in the air. What's the crime? The best I can figure it out is they have a misdemeanor barred by the statute of limitations under which Alexander Hamilton could have been prosecuted for paying hush money to his former mistress. And we have the misdemeanors then suddenly mysteriously resurrected by the argument that in committing the misdemeanor, his intent was to commit a federal crime, but the federal crime is not specified, and the federal government didn't prosecute, and the Election Commission didn't prosecute. It's bizarre. If I gave my students at Harvard a law school hypothetical based on this case, they couldn't answer it.
Bianca also had a segment on the war in Ukraine with former Undersecretary of Defense Robert Wilkie.
Let's get right into this. When we hear that Russian forces are making Ukrainian forces retreat, some are very concerned. We know they would have been slow walk some ammo. Is it at a point now with the delivery of the weapon systems, the attackums that we know were secretly delivered? I'll start with you, Secretary. Can Ukrainians continue to push back in time, or was some damage done?
Yeah, I think they could still inflict damage, but I'll go back to something Fred said a few months ago. And one of the reasons that the Ukrainian chief of staff resigned when he did, they committed the first sin in large-scale military operations. He who defends everywhere defends nowhere. Mm. And the fact that they're talking about crises because a village is lost means that they really are struggling to have any semblance of a tactical plan. That said, last night they inflicted incredible damage on Putin's war machine. They destroyed two massive supply trains that Putin has been using to bring things back and forth. But But I'll say one other thing. The reason this is happening, it didn't happen under Donald Trump. The red light was there. Putin didn't cross it. It happened under Joe Biden because all he does is show weakness to the rest of the world, and the world is aflame because of it.
Former United States Undersecretary of Defense Robert Wilkie there on Newsline with Bianca De La Garza. Something very interesting came out of the UN report yesterday saying that debris from a missile that had landed in the Ukraine city of Kharkiv was actually from a North Korean missile. And that is a violation of the arms embargo on North Korea. And you remember a month ago or so, Kim Jong-un was in Moscow meeting with Vladimir Putin as Russia, North Korea, and China continue to cozy up, which is not a good thing. As for the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, the ICC, you've probably been hearing a lot about the ICC in the last day or two, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the Internal Criminal Court, that's the ICC, is becoming more concerned about potential war crimes by Israel in Gaza. However, dozens of countries, including the United States and Israel, do not acknowledge the ICC's jurisdiction over war crimes or any other crimes. I'm sure Newsmax Jerusalem correspondent Daniel Cohen will be talking about the ICC again today. And let's wrap it up with news from the left.
Next up, Don Lemon tried to play the race card on Bill Maher's show on Friday night. It did not go very well. Started when Lemon tried to somewhat defend the pro-Palestinian student encampments on college campuses. Take a look.
It teaches some of these students to deal with discomfort, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Right. I mean, it does, right?
Need to.
But this
you mean the tent living in the tent?
Listen, I'm different than you guys. You know, I'm a black gay man, so I live in uncomfortable spaces all the time. And I think that is a good lesson for college students. Again, I'm not saying
What's going on?
What do you mean what's going on?
Well, you say uncomfortable spaces.
Well, it's uncomfortable. Everything, college is not a comfortable place. You learn.
But you say you live in these spaces.
Yeah, I live in these spaces.
Just tell me what.
Well, I'm often the only person of color in the room, especially in.
There's only three of us here. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Oh, he's such a victim. Made millions and millions of dollars, moved to like the whitest place you could ever imagine in the Hamptons, married a white guy, and has to remind us constantly that he's the only black guy in the room because that's all he's got. That's all Don's got. And finally, Nancy Pelosi furious after she couldn't even sell Joe Biden inside the MSNBC very liberal echo chamber.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
Apologist for Donald Trump, she claims. Katie Turr at MSNBC is. Stop with the BS talking points. Stop lying to people and you won't get called out even on your own network, Nancy.
That's Rob Schmidt, host of Rob Schmidt Tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Katie Turr was actually one of the top trending topics on X yesterday. I'm so glad that Rob mentioned this. So the MSNBC, or whatever you want to call it, viewers are irate and calling for her firing for simply stating the facts. Nancy Pelosi said that Donald Trump lost the most jobs of any president. She was talking up Biden's job numbers and said how Trump lost all these jobs or something to that effect. And Katie simply said, well, there was a global pandemic. She didn't even mention you shut down the economy, Nancy, but the fact that there was a global pandemic. That's why Pelosi called her a Donald Trump apologist for simply stating the fact that job losses were due to a worldwide pandemic.
You can't handle the truth.
They can't handle the truth or anything else, especially the facts. Thousands of people demanding her firing. It's unbelievable. There should have been that much outrage when Joe Scarborough said, this is absolutely the best ever Joe Biden. President Biden is back in his home state of Delaware today for a campaign event in Wilmington, scheduled to be back at the White House around 7:30 local time tonight. After a solid Monday, stock markets opened in the red this morning as the Federal Reserve begins another two-day policy meeting. Here we go. Its decision on interest rates is expected to come tomorrow, and it's expected that there'll be no movement on interest rates. Widely expected that the Fed will hold rates steady, and hopefully Jerome Powell won't say anything about anything else to tank the markets as he typically does. Corporate earnings also continue to pour in today, and there's a big one after the closing bell today. Amazon is expected to report at least $142.6 billion in revenue and earnings of at least 84 cents per share. $146 billion, at least. I'm going to guess they top $150 billion. That is for 3 months. By the way, Trump media stock DJT was up more than $5 a share yesterday. That is more than 10%. All right. Be sure to keep up with all of the news all day long on Newsmax, Newsmax 2, Newsmax Plus, and Newsmax.com. Make sure you're streaming on Newsmax Plus. Simply go to NewsmaxPlus.com and get signed up. If you're not already signed up, you can also get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Continue to share it with your friends and family. Don't forget, also, it is still available on the Newsmax Rumble page and the Newsmax YouTube page. And yes, my Tampa Bay Lightning got eliminated from the playoffs last night. More NHL hockey continues tonight, as does NBA playoffs. Enjoy the rest of your day and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.